John Roth and his wife Shannon are bringing a shopping cart full of food and personal hygiene items to a home in Thousand Oaks. They don't live here. In fact, no one lives here. This house in the 3,000 block of Crescent Way is home to Mana, a food bank which helps thousands of people in need a year in the Kaneo Valley.
This looks like it just came straight from the store.
Yeah, we did. Just brought everything here. We basically look at the website and find the top 10, and we make sure we try to get everything on the top 10 and then do hygiene, toothpaste, toothbrushes, things that people probably don't think about. You have enough, you give what you have. We do have enough, and some people don't have enough.
So you guys literally went on a shopping spree for Mana.
Absolutely. That's what we do.
The four-decade-old nonprofit helps some 18,000 people a year through this tiny house. At the heart of it is a room which looks like a little store with shelves lined with all kinds of food.
We are set up like a little grocery store. We have the different sections like soup and canned vegetables, canned fruit, rice, beans, pasta sauce. We have a fruit section, backyard gardeners who donate fruit to us, also fruit that we're getting from Food Forward, which is a nonprofit that gleans backyard trees, refrigerator items, salads and dairy items, and frozen meat and things like that that the clients can choose from.
Jennifer Schwabauer is Mana's executive director. She talks about who is helped by the food bank.
It pretty much runs the gamut. We have quite a few low-income residents, what would be considered working poor, making minimum wage, having a difficult time making ends meet at the end of the month, right up to people who have had a severe medical issue and have run through the 401k, the cash reserves, whatever financial resources they've had.
Schwabauer says the fastest growing segment of those in need is senior citizens, people who are retired but struggling to make ends meet on fixed incomes. Mana has a tiny paid staff, but an army of volunteers to help keep the shelves stocked and to pick up donations from schools, churches, and local supermarkets. Taylor Pascal, who's Mana's community outreach coordinator, talks about the types of donations which are needed.
We are constantly updating our top 10 list, which is on our website, and those have the top 10 things that we are most in need of and that fly off the shelves the quickest. So one of the things on there is eggs. Cereal, I know, is on that list. Canned soups. We could always take toiletries.
Well, Mana fills a big need in the community. It operates out of a tiny space. Its current home is so small, there are giant moving pods in its driveway to help store supplies.
We are in a residential area in Old Town Thousand Oaks. We are literally in a 700-square-foot house. Not all of the house is the pantry. Only about 200 square feet of the house is the pantry. And from that location, we serve over 1,000 residents a month. We move through about 350,000 pounds of food a year.
So while Mana is in the business of helping people, it's getting some help of its own this year. Jennifer Schwabauer, Mana's executive director.
We have been working diligently on finding a new location for us to move into. Stars aligned earlier this year, and we closed escrow on a property on Oakview Drive. It is the Shepherd's House Church. They are currently still in the property while they're doing renovations to their new space. Our new facility is 3,050 square feet, so it's 4.5 times larger.
Mana is hoping to get some Christmas presents to help with its new home. It's raised enough to buy the Oakview Drive Church property, but needs to raise the final $1.6 million in its capital campaign for the project. While Mana's leaders are thinking long-term, they're busy working on the current need. Today, a steady stream of community volunteers are showing up with food and other supplies to help feed those in need.
We're able to help, so we enjoy doing this. I think we get more out of it than the people who get the food.
And Shannon Robb, who with her husband John bring food regularly to Mana, says she knows firsthand about being in need.
My family needed help, and we got help when I was young, and it's important to keep that going for people who need help now.
In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.